Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in the first century AD, enjoying Publius Virgilius Maro, born 70 BCE near Mantua. A poet, not a warrior, a man who spent his life pretty much on the farm. And he wrote three great works that were very well part of our education here in the first century AD. The Eclogues, the Georgics, I'll pronounce it the American way, and the Aeneid, the story of a minor character in the Iliad who leaves the ruin of Troy and seeks a new land for himself and the people who fled the disaster of Troy, and they found Rome. That's the story of the Aeneid. However, I learned from a recent conversation with a professor retired from the University of Montana, his name is Rob Nadelson, that Virgil was the choice of our founding fathers. Not only that, if you all have a dollar bill these days, Annuit Coptis is on the reverse of the dollar bill near the Great Seal. Also, Novus Ordo Seclorum, also there on the other side. Both are quotes from Virgil. The first means, God has approved our undertakings, meaning we're taking this risk. And the second is a new order of the ages. There's a remark on the front of the dollar bill that also suggests of Virgil, but that's enough. Germanicus, this is a joy to discover. I had no way of knowing until I read this article that with all these quotes, they're all over the place. They're not just the big speeches. They're letters to each other. Gouverneur Morris's letter, James Madison's letter, George Washington's letter. And in speaking to Professor Nadelson, I learned that that was their education. That was how they showed each other that they were educated men and were coming to these decisions, weighing them according to the ages. It's wonderful to discover, but at the same time, we didn't look for it. It's just there, kind of language that is sustaining the United States. And I wish that I'd known this in my education in the 20th century, and I could have carried it back to my education in the first century AD. How do you respond to the fact that Virgil is everywhere, although he was a modest man who wrote poetry? That's what he did. He wasn't ever looking to be a public man, public figure. He was extremely celebrated in his own time, but shy, very shy.
Virgil spoke compellingly to the founders, in the sense that the founders, being not only unified, but absolutely aware together that they were setting off in a fragile boat from the source, which was Britain, of who they were, and founding, creating a new identity, and then proceeding eventually to found a new place not only far away across the oceans, a la the Atlantic, but in a wilderness land, of course, the wilderness empire that was North America. And it must be said that all peoples, once they achieve a kind of greatness, must also create for themselves an origin narrative, a heroic story that both presages and helps to fulfill the eventual destiny of that people to greatness. In other words, the greatness had to mean something. It had to come from somewhere. And typically, in fact, almost always, that somewhere takes the form of a single person, a great hero, who has, for whatever reasons, fled from the origin, which was also great. So the sense here with Troy is that however Troy came to fight Greece, they were part of the same world, the same known world or ecumene. And surviving the fall of Troy, Aeneas sets out on a perilous journey to found, eventually to set the stage for the founding of Rome. And Rome, of course, would eclipse Greece. That was part of the message, that Rome would eclipse the place from whence it came, which it did, that the U.S. would eclipse the place from whence it came, which was Britain, and America eclipses Britannia. Well, that happened. And Britain became a kind of sidekick to the U.S., where we admire its culture and love to watch Downton Abbey and celebrate its own history, and yet we, at the same time, condescend toward them as well. Romans did the same thing with the Greeks. And therefore, this kind of self-awareness is remarkable, but it's also something that is so deeply rooted that it was easy to come to. And they all celebrated it together. And the Great Seal, therefore, a new order of the ages, is the whole point of the narrative, because what the narrative is saying is, we were great, but we were always great. We were always destined to become what we are now. And here's the story that authorizes that, absolutely legitimates our right to be favored by the divine.
Agriculture. We easily forget were built on the success of our farmers.
And who is the great farmer? Washington.
Yes, yes. Virgil reminded me of that. Shy, but all the metaphors, they're all agrarian metaphors, not war metaphors.
Yes. A detail about
Virgil. There's a debate whether you spell it V-E or V-I. Do you have a choice, Germanicus?
No, I'm so happy you brought up the Agricola, Agricoli, Agricolorum, you know, the whole thing. The farm, the soil, the fertility of the soil is a metaphor for the fertility, the bounty, the promise of the people and where they are. It binds the people to the land. And, of course, the Roman pastoral poetry and the farm was so critical to the Republic. I mean, even when you look at great heroes of the Republic, like King Canatus, he put down his plow to fight for the Republic as a senior citizen. So I just think that Virgil was really tying everything together. And if I could just add one more thing that takes it into the next step before you get to the inheritance of the United States, and that is when the Western Empire came apart, all of the new rulers, the new Germanic people who wanted, above all, to be Roman, they would hire Romans to write their own Aeneid, and they would hire Roman men of law to put together an ancestral tree that would always go back to who? To Aeneas. So you would see the Lombards, the Franks, the Visigoths all had a tree that went back to Aeneas.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batzer. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're in Londinium. And it's important to us to mention the poetry of the first century BCE dominated our era. I believe that it slipped away a little bit, but America has it to discover on your dollar bill. Just turn over the dollar bill and you can see two quotes from Virgil. He's that modern.
Arma virumque cano.
Michael Vlahos, John Batzer, thank you.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.